SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Greetings from the SBS newsroom. In this bulletin, opposition leader addresses crowds at a Brisbane Anzac Day dawn service. Five children charged in connection with the stabbing of an Orthodox Christian bishop. And in sport, Barcelona's manager reverses his decision to step down at the end of the season. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News. The opposition leader Peter Dutton praised the mateship of Australian and New Zealand soldiers as he addressed crowds in Brisbane for the Anzac Day dawn service. He spoke of Australia's national character and consciousness carved through the devastation of war. He says Australians continue to be characterised by the Anzac spirit since the First World War in all the places they have served since.
It was noted that Australians came from every social strata. And during the next four catastrophic years of the First World War, Australians and New Zealanders exemplified bravery in battle, mateship in mayhem, and endurance in extremis. This spirit, the Anzac spirit, emerged in the tragedy of Gallipoli. In the fires of war, Australians carried out incredible work and they carved out a national character.
Anzac Day ceremonies are happening beyond the shores of Australia as the day marks 109 years since Australian and New Zealand troops landed at Anzac Cove at the start of their Gallipoli invasion. While the Prime Minister attended a dawn service in Papua New Guinea, Minister for Veteran Affairs Matt Keogh is attending a dawn service in France. He told Sky News there's a significant contingent of Australians attending overseas services.
Gallipoli this year will have about 1,800 people, and here in Villers Bretonneux we will have over 2,200, which is the most that we've seen since 2018, which was the centenary of the battle here. So great to see Australians still turning out in droves, showing their commitment to honouring their family members that fought here and all Australians that fought here. And not just here, but around the globe.
Five children have been charged in connection with the stabbing of an Orthodox Christian bishop at a Western Sydney church following the arrests of seven boys on Wednesday. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says the police counter-terrorism operation in Sydney is vital to keeping the community safe. Investigators executed 13 search warrants across a number of suburbs in Sydney on Wednesday, which involved more than 400 police from New South Wales and the AFP. Chris Minns told the ABC he won't provide extensive details on the police operation, but said they're playing a very important role. A new report has identified barriers and enablers to effective truth-telling between First Nations people and non-Indigenous people. Uncle Gary Matthews spoke to SBS about the University of New South Wales and Reconciliation Australia research, which sparked calls on further action from local councils and government departments to better their truth-telling processes. The Gadigal man was an infant when he was taken from his parents by the welfare system, which he says treated him unfairly. His experience of the welfare system has inspired him to spend decades advocating for truth-telling so non-Indigenous people can understand the impact of past policies.
I think Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have been extremely affected by past government legislations and policies, and we're still feeling the effects of those policies and legislations. If we don't speak the truth and get in the faces of the people that make decisions, nothing will change.
Skies over Athens and several other Greek cities turned an eerie shade of orange as dust clouds from the Sahara Desert blew across the Mediterranean Sea. The vibrant hues engulfed many Athenian landmarks, including the Acropolis. Reports say vision was especially limited in the island of Crete, where the phenomenon was at its peak, with over 750 micrograms of dust found in the air during the early morning hours. Local health authorities have urged people with breathing breathing problems, the young and elderly, to stay indoors. Meteorologists say the weather phenomenon is set to subside within the next few days. To sport, in Barcelona, manager Javi Hernandez has reversed his decision to step down at the end of the season and agreed to stay in charge of the La Liga giants for the 2024-25 campaign. Javi spent most of Wednesday in meetings with Barca officials and agreed with a series of conditions set by the club to honour the last year of his contract. He played for Barcelona for 17 years, making 767 appearances and winning 25 trophies, including 4 Champions Leagues and 8 La Ligas. But despite being a club great and winning the league last term, the club's stuttering form this season put him under pressure. That's the latest from the newsroom. And remember to check out our new podcast, Cost of Living Secrets, where we explore one area where consumers can make savings with an expert in the field. That's Cost of Living Secrets, wherever you get your podcasts.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.